Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of adds on to those aspects that you were talking about earlier, is like, obviously it's a dream to be a professional footballer, but there's a lot of things that especially people not within the game don't see. Mm-hmm. You know, they see what's on social media, of course.
Yeah.
So for you, what are some of those other aspects, and not even necessarily being abroad, but even domestically, those difficult aspects that people around the game don't usually see mm-hmm. or hear about?
So people don't really see kind of the mental aspect the game has on, you know, a player, because at the end of the day, we're playing at, you know, respectively, the highest levels in our field. You know, obviously you have amateur, beginner, and, you know, we're at the professional level. Where you can go in the professional level is a whole different chart, but we're at the professional level. And this, you know, we're here because we're all competitive in some way. So when you're not kind of, when you're not playing, or you don't see that even in front of you, like you can't even imagine playing under this coach or on this team or whatever, that takes a big toll, because, I mean, you want to play. No one likes to be on the bench, you know, and it's even worse when you think that you're better than the guy who's playing ahead of you. So that mental aspect and trying to balance that and showing up for other people in your life in different ways, because it's hard to separate church and state in the sense that,
yeah,
it's hard to not bring my work home. You know what I mean?
So hard, yes.
It's, you know, you're an athlete 24/7. You know, it's not just when you go to practice or, you know, when you play in a game. Like, everything affects how you play on the field at the end of the day. So, I mean, it's the mental aspect and just like, even one thing that I know, like, I don't struggle with it now because I feel like I'm quite seasoned as a professional, but, you know, I know a lot of younger guys, they struggle with kind of accepting that the coach is the only one that matters, you know, when it comes to playing and not playing. And it's like, you can expect to play, you can think you deserve to play, but at the end of the day, his decision is the only thing that matters. And sometimes it's not the best player that plays. You know, sometimes you may have a connection with the coach that's deeper. Sometimes it's the guy that's on the most money that's playing, just because, I mean, you're not going to spend money for a guy for him to ride the bench, you know? So there's so many aspects to the game, and like, yo, the game is only getting better. You know what I mean? Like, the kids are getting younger when they're coming to play pro. So it's like different aspects that you have to deal with every day. You know what I mean? I'm 27, you know, and I'm one of the older guys on the team. And to me, 27, I still got years left. Yeah. But you got guys you're playing with that are like having their 20th birthday this year, you know, and like, you've lived completely different lives, but that's just how it is. And then you're like, damn, what was I doing when I was 19? Like, I wish I was playing pro and wish I was doing this and that. So that just affects the mental aspect on a whole different level. You know what I mean?
It's funny. I was talking with my girlfriend the other day and about just how different the life of a footballer is, and how like the reflection of whether you play or not is like so inherent to how you feel about yourself. It's crazy. So like, it's so hard to get over that like hump if you're not playing, to still have like all that self-confidence that you would usually have, and to separate church and state, like you said, that's sometimes is impossible, especially when it's difficult, like when you're not getting playing time. Yeah. And I told her to just imagine like each week in your business, you had one meeting that if you weren't in that meeting, like you weren't important in that time. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't make it to that Saturday meeting at the company, like you were just sent home.
Yeah.
So how would you feel is that in a reflection about yourself and your ability to do the thing that you love? Like, it's completely different, this job.
And it's like, I've even seen like vibes in the locker room where it's like, I'm not playing. Damn. I hope we lose, bro. So the coach can see that I should be playing. You know, I don't experience that the same as when I did before, because it's like at the end of the day, the team does well, you look good, all that other nonsense stuff. But like, I mean, before when I was younger and like just kind of getting into this pro thing, I was like, I should be playing over this guy. Like, watch, we're going to lose. And I'm telling you, I should be playing, you know, something like that. Just, you know, obviously I've learned that it's not good vibes to put out there. But in the same breath of the mental aspect and not playing, you also can play. And let's say you have one bad game after a stretch of great games. I mean, your head's gone. You know, like, let's say you're a striker and you're on a drive path and every game you can't score. You know, then you're bringing that home like, bro, I don't know what's wrong, bro. Or say your center back, you know, you're just making just unlucky mistakes after games. And like, you know, obviously center back, you make a mistake, you getting scored on because it's right there. So it's just like there's so many mental aspects. Like, fortunately, people think like we're robots that just kick a ball and, you know, shower, go home, repeat.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the mental aspect is if anything, one of the most important. Obviously, physically, you have to be there, but if your mind isn't there. Like, I've seen players that skill-wise, they're fire, very good player. But if they don't have that confidence, oh, man, worst player in the room. You know what I mean? And that is, like, a real thing, being hot and cold. And people just don't understand that. They expect you to be hot 24-7 the whole time. And just, I mean, the greatest athletes are never 100%. You know what I mean? So that's one thing. I don't think people will understand unless they're in the field. Because
it's tough,
playing sports. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, and I've been on that side where it's like, you like seeing a player who hasn't played and how they feel after even a win, like, and you can tell like they're not there. And I've been on that side too, where it's like we won and I wanted us to win, but like, I'm still not like as happy as the other guys, and it's tough to force it. But it's also like, it's a tough skill to learn how to like be happy when you're not playing. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of the harder things in football for sure.
Footwork is sponsored by ourselves and great companies such as Kong Fitness, but we love to partner with new brands to make their own path, so get in touch if you must.
Footwork.club, the official footwork website, is now live, so make sure you go join the club and check out all the new content and all the new features. Find us on YouTube at Footwork Podcast. You better like and subscribe while you're there. If not, I don't know what to tell you.
Find us on Instagram at Footwork_podcast. Great time there. Twitter at Footwork Podcast. TikTok at Footwork Podcast, where we like to post dance videos. Those are great, but more importantly, amazing content for any dream chasers out there. Plug pass. Tell your friends, your enemies, your mother, your brother, your sister, your pastor, it doesn't matter who. Tell the mailman, your dog, anybody that can listen.
Like, subscribe, review, because all of that helps while you're there. We'll take whatever we can get to join the club.
Join the club. He messed me up. I mean, he can just mash it together, so it's fine.